from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Talk to me about Tesla.
We previewed this briefly yesterday. How did the world's most valuable car maker fare in the first quarter? Well,
is it true that their most profitable division is in fact trading Bitcoin?
Well, they did actually. One of the things historically is also the regulatory environmental credits. They tend to put that slightly in the background. They make quite a lot of money out of that. Well, they did post a record quarterly profit, so that metric very much moving in the right direction. They worked around the industry shortage of computer chips. They improved the manufacturing. Yeah, we'll talk about the cryptocurrency too. So they're selling more cars, seeing more demand for electric vehicles. So, Mike, is that tipping point? That tipping point that presages the death of the internal combustion engine, is that moving ever and ever closer? Well, Musk said demand is the best we have ever seen. If I look at the numbers, revenue in the first quarter up 74% from the same period last year, $10.4 billion revenue there. Net profit, $438 million. They only made $16 million last year, so $438 million at the same period last year. 438 this year is pretty good, but as you say, there's a couple of one-offs in there. They delivered 184,877 cars in the first 3 months of the year, and they expect to deliver 50% more cars this year than last year. So revenue per share was above analyst expectations at 93 cents per share. Look, they acknowledged the issues stemming from that global chip shortage. Musk said it was the huge problem, one of the most difficult supply chain challenges they've ever experienced, and that is continuing, actually. Competition now coming at them from every angle, though. The key observation I'd make, though, Mike, is the share price reaction. If you look at it right now, it's down $28, which is almost 4%. Mm. So expectations were just very high, and industry now wants, or analysts want to see, very specific delivery and profit expectations. Bitcoin, yeah, they caused a bit of a stir, didn't they, when they revealed they put $1.5 billion into Bitcoin. They've sold 10% of that position and banked a profit on it, saying it's a way of storing cash while maintaining liquidity. It's got nothing to do with pumping Bitcoin. They think that they're also going to accept Bitcoin for payment for Teslas. Look, we know we've seen a surge in retail investors buying shares, and it's been a very popular stock here for those people buying international shares through a lot of these new share channels. Been a volatile ride for them, though. Just quickly looking at this, Mike, share price up 12.5% in January, down 15% in February, small fall in March, and then back up 6.4% in April. So it's not for the faint-hearted.
No, indeed not. Give me some housing. Give me some housing porn.
Yeah, let's stir things up a bit. We looked at this a few weeks ago. This is Barfoot and Thompson. So auction results still cooling a little bit. So Interest.co.nz, they collate the results from the weekly reporting of Barfoot and Thompson auction results. They acknowledge, look, this is Auckland only. Also, it's still very early in the post-housing announcement story. And there are issues looking at this high-frequency data. I mean, March is traditionally a pretty strong month for real estate industry. Everyone's back from the school holidays, weather's still good. Then you get into April and you have all these things that muck it up. You've got Easter, you've got school holidays, you've got Anzac weekend. So the data could be affected by that, but what the heck, let's look at it anyway. The auction clearance result, not necessarily the number of auctions. Auction clearance results sitting just over 50%, a bit higher than it was last week, but still well down from the 70% plus we'd seen earlier this year. Admittedly, you could get those sales that go through a day or two later. We don't have that data. Look, in all fairness, Mike, I think it's still too early to call anything on the impact of the housing announcements. But anecdotally, it does feel like maybe a little bit of the froth's come off, but we'll wait and see what the REINZ numbers say. They'll give a better story.
All right, Tony Alexander with us after 7:30 on that. What are the numbers for now?
Right now, the Dow Jones down 5 points, 33975. The S&P 500, 4182, down 5 points. And the NASDAQ, 14,092, down 45 points. So just small falls in the US. The FTSE 100, 6944, down 18. The Nikkei, 28991, down 134. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 3442. Yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 12 points, 7033. And we lost 0.25% in the NZX 50 yesterday, 12,620, down 30 points. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7207 US, 0.9280 Aussie, 0.5965 Euro, 0.5182 pounds, 78.33 yen. Gold, or $1,776. Brent crude, $66.01.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.